Hi, this is Juha Tunkilo with 10 different ways to use conversion optimization to increase sales in your online business. Now, when I talk to people about conversion optimization, it's pretty common to run into some quite limited ideas people have about it. It's not just what happens on your landing page. It's not just what happens on your sales page. Sure, those are some of the best places to put your attention on, yes, but there's a lot more. So here's a quick list to get your brain going in the right direction. Okay, number one, Google Ads, AdWords. And I'll just say this, if your business isn't advertising, well, shame on you, because whatever else you may be doing, advertising will easily double it in almost all cases. Google AdWords is still the number one place to start, and there, with AdWords, conversion optimization comes in many forms. You can keep improving the ads themselves, test various ad approaches. Really, there's no end to optimization in that. Obviously, there's also the landing page the ads point to that matters, as well as the bid price versus return on investment, and many, many more points of improvement. Just get started with the ads themselves. That's what I recommend. Number two, Facebook ads. This is very big right now, and for a good reason. Compared to a lot more, pay-per-click platforms, Facebook ads have some pretty unique properties. You can include compelling images, you can target according to demographics, to name just a couple. And still on Facebook, the basic rules of advertising apply. Use some added Facebook tricks for sure, but there's just plenty to test in here. And the best Facebook gurus that I know test even thousands of ads with tiny variations in each to come up with the winning formula in each case, in each project. So sure, it's a lot of work, but once you're getting tons of traffic at, let's say, 15 cents a click, who really cares at that point? It's like 2005 again. All right. Number three, landing pages. Obviously, there are entire companies dedicated to the testing and optimization of landing page conversion. And it's no wonder, because landing pages tend to have very clear goals, and that's why they are, you know, obvious testing subjects. Sometimes all you need is a simple A-B test with different headline variations or calls to action, for example. But sometimes you need to test entirely different layouts, different approaches, different hooks, especially when you're testing against a long-standing control. And really, there's no end to landing page optimization. You should never stop doing it. So start today. Number four, sales pages or product pages. In the internet marketing community, this is where the rubber meets the road, really, as it should, because your sales page is really where you can measure in the most direct way how your efforts bring fruit in the form of more sales of a product. Anyway, you should still remember to measure other things such as average sales size and other indicators relating to total performance. That way you won't throw away a winner that looks like a loser in the close range. So that's a rookie mistake that you shouldn't be doing, even if you're just starting out. No, number five, checkout processes. The checkout process really is the low-hanging fruit in conversion optimization. It doesn't really matter if you have a complex e-commerce site with a, let's say, five-step checkout process, or a simple sales page with a separate order page, perhaps, or maybe just an order button. You can do so much in here. You can create a strong close that drive people to buy now instead of waiting and sitting on the fence. You can have visual cues, arrows and whatnot that people pick up on to take action. And you can guide people throughout the whole checkout process to make sure they get there using bits of text and even video. You can reduce the number of steps it takes to go through the process. In many cases, that's all you need to do. Small as it may seem, all of this stuff matters big time for your bottom line. So take a close look at your checkout processes. Number six, sales funnels. Now, if we take a step back and look at your entire sales funnel, there are so many points of optimization here. From cold lead to prospect, from prospect to customer, from customer to repeat customer, from repeat customer to your evangelist or even affiliate. That's how it works. Every single one of these conversion points contributes to the entire funnel, and improving more than one of them will, you know, if you do the math, you know it's a compounding effect. It's no longer a game of additions, but a game of multiplying conversions. So does that sound like it's worth doing as opposed to buying some more banners? You got it. Number 7, decrease cart abandonment. And this one is really a truly underexplored thing. Studies say that up to 30% of people who place products in their shopping carts end up abandoning it. In truth, that's probably some more like 60% in most cases. Does that sound right to you? Can you imagine people in your local grocery store stacking things up in their shopping cart, and right as they roll up to the counter, they just throw away the cart in disgust and walk out without buying anything? That's crazy, right? So make sure you're using something like, for example, CY.com as a tool to bring them back, or you can roll your own. And to do that, you need basically a persistent shopping cart, capture email first, track cart abandonment, add an email sequence of, let's say, 3 scheduled messages in different intervals, then unsubscribe once they purchase. Okay, sure, there's some work to do that, but it surely pays off. Number 8, retention management. Now, if you have all your ducks in a row and you have leads come in, the people are staying in on your site, they're subscribing, they're buying stuff, what you need to focus on next is retention. How do you keep your customers and don't lose them to the next big thing in your market, aka your competition? The way you do that is by making sure you're unique and irreplaceable in their minds. That means build a true relationship with your customers. You can do that in so many ways, but here's just a couple. First, autoresponder messages and webinars. I know it sounds kind of tired, but think about it. If your customers are subjected to a steady flow of messages pre-created, automated as they are, they will get used to you and your specific style of communication and expect your messages and your offers. That's the automated part. And the webinars then, let's say once a month even, will help them see that you're still a real person who gives them something of value and even answers their questions. Now you have both automated and immediate retention management in place. Probably helps you keep at least 40% more of your existing customers. That's not bad for a couple of emails and an hour of your personal time a month, huh? Anyway, here's number 9, after sales. It's pretty easy to get sort of one-eyed about the whole conversion optimization process. After all, most businesses are looking to sell more products and services with the same traffic. That's the reason why of conversion optimization, right? Well, it's only partly so. Because when you finally get that sale, then what happens? Do you just sit back and watch the sales roll on in? You could do that, of course. Or you could figure out what they want next and then give it to them. In principle, it's that simple. Back-end sales amount to additions to what they already bought, replacements to it, or the bigger and better version of it. You could call it downsell, cross-sell, upsell, and more. But in the end, it's just worth doing. The numbers add up so quickly, okay? It's about creating more conversions when the impulse to a conversion is still there. Okay, number 10, profitability hikes. This is something we're really into strategic territory here. And I recommend that you approach conversion strategically anyway, but this is about looking at the online business as a whole and finding the biggest leverage points possible to generate more conversions, bigger conversions, recurring conversions, and so on. And this could come in the form of joint ventures with other industry players, delivering products people in your market want, but they're not getting, so they're underserved. And how you find those are basically running service and analytics. Or it could be other hidden gems of profitability and even sudden windfalls when you turn up a really, really big lever. And I'll talk to you more about these things later. But that's the list, my friend. That's 10 points of implementation for conversion optimization in your online business. And some people would, you know, go smart ass and claim maybe half of this is considered conversion optimization proper. But tell you what, though, I haven't met an online business owner who said no to more sales or more qualified leads, whatever the method. So, in fact, if it's something everyone else is not yet doing, most smart business owners welcome that advantage. It's all about pulling these levers, these 10, and there's probably 20 more easily, in an intelligent way and in a specific order to orchestrate a continuously doubling and redoubling of your online business. It's just not, well, let's test these two versions of a landing page and then we're done. We have optimized the conversion. No, it's a continuous process. And whether you do it yourself or hire somebody to do it for you or even hire somebody as an employee, you need to keep all these in mind. So just think about these 10 things. Where do you want to start? Can you actually handle it if your business suddenly doubled and then doubled again the next month? Could you really handle this much more business? Well, if you can, you can look at my conversion optimization page and see what I could do for you if you want me to do it for you. You'll find the link in the blog post. Okay, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon again. Bye for now.